Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Fire Board prepares for 2025 projects and equipment upgrades. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Joint Powers Fire Board wrapped up 2024 with a productive meeting last week, approving a contract change that keeps plans moving to relocate the department's training center from Larch Street to the main campus on Rohan Avenue. According to the Gillette News Record, Fire Chief Jeff Bender explained that the updated contract with Structural Dynamics includes funds approved by the city and county for preliminary engineering work. While the project is still in its early stages, the changes allow for essential preparations like soil sampling to make the site shovel ready. Bender emphasized the project won't proceed to bidding until dedicated funding is secured. Meanwhile, Deputy Chief J.R. Fox briefed the board on efforts to replace the department's aging water tenders, one over 40 years old. The proposed replacements with a combination cost of $407,000, significantly exceeding the budget of $220,000. Fox suggested purchasing one vehicle now and seeking additional funds for the second during future budget discussions, noting the urgency as the current tenders are leaking thousands of gallons weekly. Further decisions on the water tenders are expected at the next Fire Board meeting. U.S. coal stockpiles could cut demand from Powder River Basin mines. A new analysis of federal data shows that U.S. power plants are sitting on a huge stockpile of coal, much of which came from the Powder River Basin. Experts say the surplus could reduce demand. The stockpiles amount to 138 million tons of coal with a value of $6.5 billion, according to a new report from the Institute of Energy Economics and Financial Analysis. Seth Feaster is one of the authors and says coal deliveries to power plants have been declining, but adds that it doesn't appear to be enough. Feaster says previous stockpiles have taken up to 3 years to get through. This excess can happen when the price of natural gas drops, driving power plants to utilize a mix of fuels to opt for more natural gas. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.